Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Noah Hutton. Welcome, Noah.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to this.
Yes. Now, your business is NTH Productions. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself and NTH Productions and how you got into this industry?
Yeah, so I honestly didn't think I would get into photography ever. I was not kind of creative growing up, but sophomore year of high school, I picked up a camera for the first time, and that was kind of the end of that. I loved photography, ended up studying film in college, and really just loved the actual aspect of it. Part of it's the gear, but also just the storytelling aspect I really love, and working with the people, working to tell their stories. So that's kind of where the business came out of college. I really wanted to do the entrepreneurship thing, and I really enjoyed starting my own business. So that's kind of where NTH Productions came out of.
Uh-huh.
And as far as what I do with my business, I'm a storyteller first and foremost. So working with clients, whether it's realtors, whether it's businesses, nonprofits, to tell their stories, that's the first and foremost thing with my business. But as far as services go, I do real estate photography and real estate media. So showcasing listings, builders, rentals, Airbnbs, vacation homes, even like roofing, things like that. Working with
people
in the real estate and property industry, and then I also do events, so corporate events specifically, such as like conferences, annual meetings, fundraisers, leadership summits, things like that. So doing the video and photography for them. And then the final part of my business right now is commercial media. So I kind of call that the everything else aspect mm-hmm. of my business. So that's working with small businesses, brands, nonprofits, interest groups to basically just do whatever video work they want to do. So it's telling their story through social media or doing a documentary for them or doing a commercial for them, a brand video, things like that. Mm-hmm. And like I've said throughout this, all of that comes back to telling a story, mm-hmm. whether that is through a brand, telling the brand story, or through realtors. You know, every house has a story behind it. Mm-hmm. Every house has a family that's going to move in and make their story there. So mm-hmm. Everything that I do, whether it's any part of my business, everything comes back to storytelling.
Okay, so that's probably then what sets your business apart. You're not just going taking pictures or just not, you really tell a story with what you do.
Yeah. I love, doing the actual craft of creating the media. So the video, the photography, the technical side of it, I really love. But the thing I love even more than that is working with the people that I work with. So whether that is real estate agents here in Indiana or in other states, or working with businesses, nonprofits, nonprofit associations specifically is where I've worked a lot in, really finding out what they're trying to do with the media that they're hiring me to create, and partnering with them to create that media. So I'm not just going in like the day of being like, okay, let's shoot a commercial. It's like, what are you really trying to tell with this commercial? How are you really trying to communicate your brand? And figuring that out and learning about the business and really getting into that business before we even create anything. Because I really see the people I work with as partners as opposed to just customers. And part of that partnership is learning about their business, getting invested in their business, mm-hmm. Whether it's my time, my interest, my education, things like that. And learning about that and also finding out why people are passionate about that business. Mm-hmm. Because I think once you can find why people are passionate about that business, then you can really showcase that brand because you want their passion to show, because it's really people focused. A lot of the really good brands are very people focused. And so if you find that passion, really showcase that passion, that's going to tell the best brand story. So, in different projects that I do, I'm always talking with the people I work with of like, okay, let's learn about you. Let's learn about your business. Let's learn about what you want to communicate. And then we'll go and shoot it. And then we'll go and photograph it. But first, let's make sure that we understand like what we're really doing here, so mm-hmm. that way we can tell the best story and make the best of the time that we have working on this project.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, because anybody can just go out and snap some pictures. But
yeah,
you can really tell when somebody does their homework and really is invested and gets to know the product or the family or the house or whatever. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you also have podcasts. Is that right?
Yeah. So I started a podcast back in January. It's called The Rest of Us Podcast. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about in general is entrepreneurship. So I just love the idea of starting a business. I love starting my own business and growing it together. But one thing that I really learned early on in my business was that entrepreneurship, especially if you're doing it on your own, is very lonely. And so I have loved podcasts for years. Mm-hmm. I have about 20 that I listen to on rotation. And wow. So I was like, let's just start my own, because I also do some podcasting for other businesses and producing them and working with them to do their podcasts. So I was like, if I'm going to do that, I should do my own, and just kind of, cause you don't really know how to do a podcast until you actually do your own. I feel like it's a lot harder than it looks. And so my podcast is called The Rest of Us. It's about entrepreneurship, talking to young entrepreneurs specifically. I don't really have like an age limit, but I just talk to people that are early on in their business, because that's where I am in my business. Mm-hmm. And we're all learning together. We're all, you know, figuring things out, making mistakes, growing. And I love talking to other entrepreneurs, whether it's in the photography and video space, mm-hmm. or it's in other spaces. I learn a lot from them and learn their different perspectives on entrepreneurship. And a lot of the time we're experiencing the same things. And so it's really fun to talk to them like, oh, I worked with this, you know, this partner, this client, and this happened, or we were communicating and this happened, or, you know, I didn't know I had to do this for my business. And we talk, and it's like that light bulb moment of like, I had that happen too. I had that exact same experience.
Right,
and
right.
It's really, really fun to talk to them about that. And just the mindset of young entrepreneurs right now, especially in 2023, and even just after the pandemic and everything, it's been really, it's a really different experience starting your business now. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of fun talking to different entrepreneurs and different businesses, mm-hmm. Through my podcast.
That's awesome. Now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you to get, maybe get a quote on a job, or maybe they want to do a podcast, or just they want to just pick your brain on how to use your services, what's the best way to get to reach you, get in touch with you?
Yeah, so probably the best way is going to be my phone number. It's 574-551-1952. If you want to see my work, you can either go to my website, which is noah.hutton.com. Or my Instagram is nth_productions. And there's going to be a showcase of the work I do, the projects I'm currently working on, and things I've worked on in the past. But I always say to people that want to work with me or have talked about working with me, like, let's just have a conversation about what you want to do. Because like I said before, like, I really am invested in the storytelling aspect, mm-hmm. of this. It's not just shooting the media.
Right.
So let's just have a conversation. You know, it doesn't even have to be like, I want to shoot this type of video, or I want to shoot like 5 videos. It just like, what are you trying to communicate with the media we're going to create? Mm-hmm. And then we'll figure out, you know, okay, let's do a brand video, because that's going to be a really great way to communicate that. Let's, mm-hmm. do a little bit of a short podcast series, because that's going to interview people from the company.
Right.
Or, you know, let's do a photography session or things like that. Let's talk about what you want to communicate, and then we can figure out the best way to go about that. And if they have an idea, I'm happy to work with their idea. Or if they're coming to me, like, we want you to kind of have that creative vision on it of like, we trust you to do that, mm-hmm. or we want to see what your idea is on this. I'd love to, mm-hmm. work with them on that too. Mm-hmm. So I just love storytelling and working with people. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I get to work with them, it's super exciting. And I think I we create a lot of great things. So I'm really excited to keep working with a ton of different partners in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell with your enthusiasm and your background and just your passion, I can tell. And so thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And if you can't remember Noah's website or anything, you can always call the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce and we'll get you in touch with Noah. Thank you, Noah.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm delighted to be with Robert Lee from Warsaw Best Kids Programs. Welcome, Robert.
Hi, Scott. Nice to meet you.
Tell us, what's your summer camp all about?
Warsaw's Best Kids is a private camp whose goal is to change kids' lives by providing a bully-free environment that fosters cooperative play, friendly competition, educational engagement, and fun.
Well, you know, all summer camps say, hey, come to our summer camp. We're going to be the most fun. But what makes yours unique?
Our ability to build personal relationships with each of our campers and their families. We often encounter children that were not able to thrive in other environments that are able to successfully integrate into our environment. We believe this is due to our highly supervised and structured approach to their daily activities.
Oh, wow. That sounds great. What age groups are best suited for your summer camp?
We accommodate children ages 5 to 12 or kindergarten through 5th grade. Older kids that have gone through our program become what we call leaders in training. Mm-hmm. And we work with them on how to work with the kids and be kind of like friends to the kids as they come through our camp.
Oh, man, that's fun. So how long is your summer camp and what are the dates?
Our camp follows the Warsaw Community School summer break schedule, starting on Tuesday, May 30th, the day after Memorial Day, and ending on Thursday, August 10th. The first student day for children to go back to school is going to be August 11th, that Friday. That's a recent change that they've done.
Right. So this runs all summer. Holy cow. Yes, sir. That's great. Now, camp counselors are very, very important because they have a big impression on the kids. What are your camp counselor qualifications? Okay.
Our primary qualifications are they need to be at least 18 years old and be able to pass a background check and be coachable. We provide paid training before camp starts on class management skills and safety. Ongoing training is conducted through the summers as opportunities are identified.
So, Robert, I know that each camp likes to give their camp members individual attention. What's the ratio of counselors to children at your summer camp?
We maintain a maximum of 1 to 15. Oftentimes it's like 1 to 10 or 1 to 8, depending on our age groups. So that's what our counselor to camper ratio is. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun. The counselors are trained to kind of pay attention to every kid, but yet be able to maintain their awareness over the whole group for their safety.
Well, speaking of safety, mm-hmm. You know, your parents are trusting you with their children. How do you ensure the safety of the children?
Okay. Well, our coach-student ratio allows for the continuous supervision and the ability of coaches and campers to build relationships. Bullying is not allowed on our campus by campers or coaches. Our indoor environment remains locked while summer camp is in session. We also work with things like a bad weather, what happens if you're going to get a tornado warning. If it looks like we have the potential for bad weather, we work on what our lockdown procedures are. The parents are educated on that and how to contact us in an event of such an emergency.
Sounds perfect. Can you provide me with some examples of some of the fun and educational activities that your children can expect to participate in while they're at your camp?
Absolutely. Our activities include dance, martial arts, gymnastics, indoor games, outdoor games, daily arts and crafts, educational activities, and then we do field trips to the movie theater and outings to the park. Kelly Park, as an example, also has their slip and slide day. We often make that a major event and go out there. And then last year they did out at the Center Lake Park when they had the big floating activity raft. We went out and did that, and the kids had a blast. In fact, the whole community had a blast out there.
Well, this sounds fun. Now, I'm 62 years old. Do you have a camp for 62-year-olds?
Actually, yeah. It's called our martial arts class. For the adults. Our oldest student is in his mid-70s.
Well, there you go. There's still hope for me yet.
Absolutely.
Now, do you have a presence on social media?
Yes, sir. We have, if you want to look us up on Facebook.com, just look up Warsaw's Best Kids. And then we also have a separate one for Coddles ATA Martial Arts as well. So if you're interested in just martial arts, contact us there. But for our Warsaw's Best Kids program, that's the one to look up.
Okay. Well, that's my next question was, how can parents get in touch with you?
All right. You can find us on the web at warsawsbestsummercamp.com or by calling 574-306-6767 and talk with either Coach Robert or Coach Suzanne.
Well, Robert, thank you so much for providing these activities for our kids, and thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and you have another career in radio with that beautiful voice you have.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I look forward to talking with you guys more.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.